with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus told his disciples this parable. A man going on a journey called in his servants and entrusted his possessions to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to a third 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. Immediately the one who received 5 talents went and traded with them and made another 5. Likewise, the one who received 2 made another 2. But the man who received 1 went off and dug a hole in the ground and buried his master's money. After a long time, the master of those servants came back and settled accounts with them. The one who had received 5 talents came forward, bringing the additional 5. He said, "Master, you gave me 5 talents. See, I have made 5 more. His master said to him, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Since you are faithful in small matters, I will give you great responsibilities. Come, share your master's joy." Then one who had received 2 talents also came forward and said, "Master, you gave me 2 talents. See, I have made 2 more. His master said to him, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Since you are faithful in small matters, I will give you great responsibilities. Come, share your master's joy." Then the one who had received the 1 talent came forward and said, "Master, I knew you were a demanding person, harvesting where you did not plant and gathering where you did not scatter. So out of fear, I went off and buried your talent in the ground. Here it is back." His master said to him, "You wicked, lazy servant. So you knew that I harvest where I did not plant and gather where I did not scatter? Should you not have put my money in the bank so that I could have got it back with interest on my return? Now then, take the talent from him and give it to the one with 10. For to everyone who has, more will be given, and he will grow rich. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. And throw this useless servant into the darkness outside, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth." The Gospel of the Lord. First of all, I want to remind you that Thursday of this coming week is Thanksgiving. We will just have 1 Mass at 9 a.m., and we invite you to bring non-perishable items to bring at that Mass to those who are in need. Many years ago, there was a hobo who was looking for work. He came up to a house and said, and goes to the fellow of the house and says, "I'm very hungry. I was wondering if there was some work that I could do and then you give me a meal." And the fellow says, "Yes, in fact, there is. Why don't you go back around the back of the house? You'll see a wire brush there and some white paint. And I want you to use the wire brush, scrape all the paint off the porch, and then paint the porch with the white paint." And he said, "Okay." So about 2 hours later, he comes back to the front. He says, "I'm all done, but I have to tell you, it wasn't a Porsche. It was a Ferrari." Hey, there's not all gems. The point is, sometimes we don't do what we're supposed to do. In the first reading from Proverbs, we hear about a good wife, but there's more to the story than that. It speaks of her diligence to do more than what is required. The idea goes far beyond the norm and the notion of relationship of marriage at that time. Marriage is to be something complementary, that both husband and wife are called to be real helpmates to each other, ultimately to help each other and their children to be faithful and to get to heaven. In the second reading, St. Paul reminds the Thessalonians and us not to worry. They believed that the Lord would return very soon, in months or maybe just a few years. And Paul at first thought that that was what was going to happen too. But he still tells them, don't panic. Don't worry. He tells us to do the same thing. Don't panic. The end of the world has been predicted over and over again. We remember all the concern about the devastation that would happen as a consequence of Y2K. And we heard about 2012, that the world coming to an end. And many, of course, have tried to use the book of Revelation to say, well, this symbol there means this and that, to say that we're all in the end times and that the Lord is coming very soon. Well, we are in the end times. We have been in the end times since Jesus' resurrection and ascension and since the descent of the Holy Spirit. But we don't know when the Lord is coming back, and we don't have to worry about it. We are to live in the light, to live a life of charity, mercy, and forgiveness, sharing the truth of the gospel through our words and by our actions until the Lord calls each of us or all of us to himself. We've often heard the gospel. And I remember when I was a kid, I thought that the one servant was treated unfairly. I never paid much attention to the fact that he says, I knew that you are a hard man, and so forth. In other words, he knew, as did the other two servants, knew what the master wanted them to do. And he didn't bother. I think this is a challenge to all of us to do what God asks us to do. And when God asks us to do something, there's only two answers, yes or no. We can't say, I can't, because if God asks me to do something, he will make it possible for me to do it. We have to ask the Lord for his grace to do what he wants us to do. We are to live in the spirit that God has given us. We are to live as good stewards, using our talents that have been given to us that we might live as his children. First of all, that means we have to share the good news with those around us. We have to lead others to know the Lord and to believe in him. We are to seek to understand through prayer and sometimes through consultation with friends that we trust to help us to understand what our talents are and what the Lord wants us to do. And then we have to work prudently to do it. We have to listen to the scriptures ourselves, to let the word of God dwell in our hearts, to meditate and reflect upon those words. We are to take our rest sometimes, but we are also to work as the good wife in the first reading. We are to do more than what is required of us in response to the God who loves us, who has given us more than we could ever possibly require. He has given us much more. He wants us to build up the body of Christ. That means he wants us to live in imitation of Christ, who gave his whole self to all of us and to each of us, that we might cooperate with his grace, that we might live in his presence here in this world, that we may have the fullness of eternal life here and now and in the world to come.